Navigating through the energies of New Earth is not an easy process and can become extremely overwhelming at times. As we all ascend into higher frequencies, we're all being guided to embrace our own unique divine pathway, a pathway created in the vibration of love. Join Vibe Nation radio host, international psychic medium Carrie Turcotte, as she guides her listeners to rediscover themselves by accessing the keys of knowledge that already exist within. Each week's show is divinely orchestrated to intertwine with the universal energies, allowing the listeners to go deeper within and understand the message being shared even greater. When you live in the frequency of love, there is no competition, so Carrie will be joined regularly by fellow soul family members who will bring forth wisdom and knowledge she knows should be shared on a global level. At the end of each show, Carrie will tap into the energies of the listeners to see what message Spirit wants to share with all those listening in for the upcoming week. If you really want to get to know who you truly are, come and join us now on Vibe Nation Radio, here on the IOM Radio Network.
Hello, 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 my friends, and welcome to another edition of Vibe Nation Radio, where today I have a very special guest by the name of Liz Dawn. She's the CEO of Mishka Productions and Celebrate Your Life Events. And we're here to talk about their upcoming International Women's Summit that's taking place just over 3 weeks from now, May 4th to the 7th in Phoenix, Arizona. Liz, welcome to the show.
Hi, Carrie. It's such a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, thank you for joining me. And it's such a beautiful message that you're sharing here with the International Women's Summit. I was going through the information and I was just blown away what you've been able to do, because I organized very large events for 20 years. So when I saw that, I'm like, wow, that is a lot of work. So to be able to share the message, for you, it's an honor, because I know the amount of time and work and effort that you and your team are doing to put together these beautiful events to help so many people on this planet. So thank you. It's an absolute pleasure to have you here today.
Oh, well, this is definitely my soul's calling. I've been doing this for 22 years with Mishka Productions and our Celebrate Your Life events and conferences. And that's really what we're best known for, Carrie, is our Celebrate Your Life conference.
Yes.
And that brings together all of the new thought spiritual teachers, you know, that you see on Oprah Winfrey's show. All of those clients just come and they participate and they, you know, speak at our Celebrate Your Life conference. And a couple of years ago, we decided that we wanted to do something just for women, an empowering, inspiring weekend event just for women to come and recharge, find our tribe, let our hair down. And women are traveling from all over the world for this particular Women's Summit. So it's our first time ever doing this particular program. We're very excited about it because we have such great women leaders coming together from all walks of life. So we've got spirituality, we've got political activism, we've got health and wellness, we've got environmental activism. So, and Erin Brockovich is going to be there. We all know who Erin Brockovich is, of course.
Yes.
And Lisa Ling from CNN. She was the first investigative journalist in the country that started to flush out all of the child and sex trafficking in our country. She's a wonderful, wonderful female leader, as well as Elizabeth Gilbert, who wrote Eat, Pray, Love, and Glennon Doyle Melton, who wrote The Love Warrior, and Marianne Williamson, of course, who we know, and Denise Lynn and Colette Baron-Reed. So it's just a huge, huge combination of really, really powerful women. And it's a place where everybody can come and just, you know, relax. You know, for a woman to really, really relax into herself and to be supported, that takes a lot. And so we're creating a safe and nurturing space at this summit. So we're very excited about it.
Oh, that's beautiful. And again, like I said, I was blown away by the amount of women that you're bringing together and the excitement. I can feel the excitement just from the energy from the website. I was looking through what you were going to experience. And again, there's so much happening. So for those that are interested, at the end of the show, we'll give you all the information to where to find all this information, my friends that are listening in. But, you know, they've got, you know, these keynote presentations that are going to take place. They have three master breakout sessions. You know, there's so much happening. And when you bring a group of women together of that same frequency, you know, inspiring themselves, something magical takes place, especially, I mean, you understand this when you bring a group of light workers together and how, you know, it starts off and by the end of the weekend, you're all flying high on the energy and you just feel so amazing.
Yeah, it's true. It's absolutely true. There's nothing like, you know, I had the opportunity a couple of days ago to talk with Elizabeth Gilbert, and I've never met her in person, and we did a little Skype conversation, and she's so graceful in the way she speaks about, she says, I love the online classes. There's a place for that. But she said there's absolutely nothing like coming together face to face, to touch, to see, to feel, to hear, to experience live and in person. And I said, oh my gosh, you're talking my words here, because I really believe in that. That's why I've been doing this for 22 years. This isn't just about, oh, you know, this is a great business model. It's because this really speaks to my heart and soul. I love the events that we do. And yes, we do a little bit of online programming as well. But I still continue to do the live events because there's just nothing like it. I mean, we have a woman who is flying in from Afghanistan for this program. I mean, and she gets to experience this, you know, up close and personal, and meeting American women, because we have hundreds of women that are already signed up for the summit. So it's so important, more now than ever, for us as women to walk in our strength, you know, to walk in our power. You know, to feel our own personal presence, you know, individually, and then collectively we bring that together. So there's going to be opportunities. We'll have networking sessions. We'll have, you know, intimate conversations. We'll have big conversations and big, you know, keynote lectures. And then we break out into smaller groups. We start the day, of course, always at my conferences, with yoga and meditation. If someone likes to get up that early to do yoga or meditate, we'll also have some movement. We're going to have fabulous food, because I have to taste all the food before every single event that we do, because I know food is important to us women. We have to nurture our bodies. I always make sure that there's vegan, gluten-free options, as well as people who choose to eat meat, there's meat options. I know that sounds silly, but it's really important. When you've got these long days of conferences and workshops, you've got to, you know, feel comfortable and honoring your body. So we make sure there's great food at the events.
Yeah, that's and beautiful. We'll and, you know, it's an energy event. So, you know, that to be able to have that beautiful food in between, again, when you're going in and you're going to these seminars and you're being ignited at the soul, that's energy that's being burned. And it's like,
and it's funny because I don't know any other conference out there that does that. Like, we make sure that you don't have to run out and grab a bite to eat. We just make it like an all-inclusive, very, very convenient package. And so that's why I love doing what I do. I throw big, fun spiritual parties. And the International Women's Summit, it will be a little bit different. It's a little bit of a departure from our normal protocol of programming. But it definitely will be something that every single woman will walk out of there feeling just deeply, deeply inspired, just really, really profoundly inspired. This is a very interesting thing that's never happened in 22 years of me running events. We got a phone call from – you're familiar with Lowe's, the hardware store?
Yes, I'm from Canada.
It's like Home Depot, but it's also Lowe's, right?
Yep.
The big – right?
Yep.
We got a call from the corporate from the corporate office from Lowe's. I guess the woman in the corporate office is getting Lowe's to pay for a team of their women to come to the event. And I thought that was so cool that we're going out into corporations. We're going out and spreading these messages, you know, of joy and peace and inspiration in all walks of life. So this is really going to be a really profound summit.
Oh, absolutely. And the energy connected to you about this. I'm just like feeling like I'm a big mama glow at this end, feeling the love coming from you. I can feel your excitement.
I mean, you just don't get to see, you know, all these, you know, fantastic female visionaries all in one place at one time. And that's one of the reasons I like doing this platform, because it gives you the opportunity to see Elizabeth Gilbert, to experience Lisa Ling or Glennon Doyle Melter or Zainab Salbi or Melissa Harris-Perry. And Sherry Salata is going to be there. Sherry Salata is the former president of the Oprah Winfrey Network. She was with Oprah for 20 years, so she's going to be there. So all kinds of powerful female teachers.
Oh, absolutely. You've got a stellar lineup there, my dear. Beautiful.
Oh, well, thank you.
It's Like I said, you feel like you're a little kid. I can feel you're like a little kid in a candy shop. You're so excited, and you should be excited. And again, it's so important for us to share the message and share the love with so many people out there. And I truly feel the love coming from you. And there's so many people out there that I know that listen to Vibe Nation Radio that this is, you are spiritual people. You'll go there. You will find people from your spiritual tribe. Like you can't put that much beautiful love energy into one room and not leave a different person. I can feel it. You're going to be invited.
Totally true. When I'm struggling, when I'm sitting at my desk and I'm struggling with something, or I have to read a contract, or I have to do this, or I have to do that, and I'm just struggling with it, I go and read my feedback forms from all of my events that we've had all these years.
Yes.
And I swear that keeps me motivated. It just keeps me motivated because it's what happens for people after they leave a program like this. You know, I remember as a little kid, into my teenage years, we used to go to camp every summer. And I loved that experience of camp because you were just carefree and you were playing and no worries and joy-filled and just feeling so, so great. And that's really what our events are like. It's grown-up camp.
Yes. Yes.
It's time to let your hair down.
Yes.
Yep. And
we have a little kid to come play.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And we're just playing in a different way. We're playing with our own personal journey, with our lives. Like, how can we do this in our life to make it better? How can I meditate to enhance my experience here? You know, how can I stand up in my life for whatever area that is? You know, so this summit is like the International Women's Summit is for everybody who's just every single woman. And by the way, we have men signed up, which I thought was very cool.
Awesome.
To support the feminine power, which I think is excellent. Whatever area of life a woman needs to feel inspired, recharged, or let our hair down, that's what's going to happen that weekend. And it's on May 4th through the 7th in Phoenix, Arizona. And the URL is celebrateyourlife.org. Remember that .org. It's celebrateyourlife.org. And you can go on, take a look at the list of speakers, the workshop descriptions, the schedule, everything.
Beautiful. So see you, my friends. We'll be back in just a few moments after the commercial break where Liz will continue on with this conversation. Thank you, my friends.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelito Pascual and Diana Gold-Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news, Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on OM Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper cars, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Vibe Nation Radio, where today my special guest, Liz Dawn, CEO of Mishka Productions and Celebrate Your Life Events, is here speaking with me about the upcoming International Women's Summit taking place in just over 3 weeks, just almost 3 weeks between May 4th and 7th in Phoenix, Arizona. And Liz, I was going through your website earlier last week, and I was reading your message. And at the very beginning of the message, you say, it's our vision that every woman attending the summit gain the wisdom you seek, discover the powerful aha moments, make health heartfelt connections and have an extraordinary experience that will last a lifetime. And I honestly feel that that is a really good little sentence to put your whole event into a little bubble of love. I believe that is such a powerful message. And to have those aha moments and to make those, I mean, that's what this is about, bringing people together to know it's okay to speak their truth. And listening to others speak the truth and allow yourself to be inspired to say, you know what? She's speaking your truth and I know I can speak my truth too. And I can feel the ripple effect that's already happening from this event. And it hasn't even taken place yet.
You're so sweet, Carrie. I love that. You know, how long did it take us? I'm not just speaking in our own personal lives, but in the years that spirituality has been maybe mainstream, if you will, in the world, how long has it taken us as a community, individually and collectively, to speak our truth? Too long.
Yes.
I still find, and I've been running the company now for 22 years, and I still find myself in certain arenas unable to speak my truth in a way that would really embodies my beliefs, who I am in the world. It's still difficult. So during the summit or any of our programs, even at our Celebrate Your Life conferences, we support that. We talk about that. We teach people how to do that. We embody. It's a safe arena in which for you to feel like you're home, like you're with your tribe.
Yes.
Because that we need that in our world right now. I mean, look what's happening in our world. We're becoming so divisive. And I believe that this is bringing the collective consciousness together. This is what's important. And,
absolutely,
again, teaching us, like, think about yourself. You're a healer. You're an intuitive. You're a psychic. Mm-hmm. How long did it take you to really speak your truth in the world?
Yes. Oh, quite some time. Like, mm-hmm, I said, I came from your shoes. And when I went, and I couldn't do the events anymore because so many of the events, because they were so large, we were in very large venues that were old. And there was a lot of spirits. So I kind of was forced by spirit to get into this journey more. But going from event management, known as an event diva, to being a spiritual psychic medium, it was very difficult for me to transition because people thought I went Looney Tunes, you know, 10 years ago. And they look at me now, and it's such a beautiful feeling now that, you know, 10 years later, I've run into these people, and they're just like in awe and just saying, wow, you know, you really stood up for yourself. And I'm like, I listened to the soul. The soul guided me this way.
Mm-hmm. Again, I had this great conversation the other day with Elizabeth Gilbert, and she said pretty much exactly what you just said. It's like it was a soul's calling. You know, when she was talking about, you know, eat, pray, love, and going off into India and doing all these travels, she said, I couldn't ignore the soul's calling anymore. And either the soul calls to you in this gentle, loving way, and it's joyful, and you jump off the cliff, or you can't stand another meeting. You're in a corporation, and you're sitting across from, you know, these corporate people in a meeting, and you can't stand it anymore, or else you're going to scream. So it's really great to hear that you listen to your calling in spite of what people might say.
Yes. Well, I was known as the wing ding for a while, going from, like I said, from, you know, I used to organize very large events and work for a magazine too. And that's what I was known for. And when I shifted, they just put me into a category, not really. And again, they didn't know what to expect. And I was just like, you know what? I'm not what you think. I don't sit in the corner and look at crystal balls. There's more to this. And to be able to say that, you know, I brought my business sense with me too, because I've been teaching personality traits for over 30 years. And they knew that in the event industry, because I used to speak at conferences all over the place. So it was like accepting me as the new Carrie, saying I'm still the same Carrie, but I'm just bringing more wisdom and knowledge because I've woken up and I've got clarity now. And I want to share this with the world. And organizing events for me was not where spirit was sending me. They said, you need to go this way. And I listened. And I always listen to spirit. So, you know, and with me feeling with you, I just like, I feel you do the same thing, that you listen to your soul. Your soul was saying we need to do something like this, and you did it. And look at it's the first one, and it's exploded, and it's not even happened yet. How beautiful is that? I just love that.
Oh, you mean the women's? Yes, the women's summit. Well, we've been doing this for 22 years, so thank goodness we've got a reputation.
Well,
people know our Celebrate Your Life conferences, so they know us, which is good.
Yes. Well, it's a leap, but you took the leap of faith and decided to go and start.
Yeah, this was a little bit more challenging. I mean, we're jumping into an arena we haven't been in before. I'm working with women and speakers that don't know who we are from Adam. No idea.
Yeah.
Which is a little bit humbling as well as challenging, because I have to explain, okay, this is what we've been doing, this is who we are, and, you know, going to these agencies, it's not always fun and easy. You know, and I actually want to address something that you said that was so interesting. You talked about soul's calling. And I think that there's a little bit of a belief out there that when you answer your soul's calling, it's just going to be just perfect and roses and really, really, you know, not challenging at all. And for me, that hasn't been true. Prior to doing this, and I'm going back 22 years, I was a professional actress. I was doing regional theater. My life just fell out. I developed a very bad eating disorder. I was barely 100 pounds. I had a panic disorder at the same time. So I was double whammied. And I didn't know what I was going to do with my life. So after a lot of therapy, after my mother saying, come home, she lived in Scottsdale, Arizona at the time, come here, I was living in LA, and I had a lot of healing work to do on myself to get myself strong again emotionally, physically, spiritually, and financially, I then embarked on this project with my mom in 1995, and it wasn't as if we set out to do a business. It truly fell in our laps, and I won't bore listeners with the story. Yes. The story's on our website at celebrateyourlife.org. It's on the website if you want to take a look at it. But it hasn't always been easy. I know it's my calling to do that. I love doing this. It is my passion. I love bringing community together in the name of love, in the name of peace, in the name of joy, of seeing what happens at the programs, not just with the attendees, but the speakers as well. And it's not always easy. There are parts of it that I grit my teeth and they go, oh, no, I have to do this piece again and I don't like it. But I work through it.
Yes.
But it definitely is a soul's calling. And, Carrie, I'm sure you experience this with your career. It's not always been easy.
No.
Right?
And you know
but
what?
You know
that's
what
the beauty about this. Yes. Uh-huh. The beauty is like, you know what? I might have a little hurdle right now, but I know it's making me that much stronger so I can be that much more powerful, because truly we're here to have a life experience and a human experience as a soul. And we're here to learn lessons and to grow. We're here to grow every day of our life. So, and doing events, I mean, I'm telling you, I know, like, if you go to an event and there's nothing going on and everything's running smoothly, you're just like, oh, okay, when's the bomb going to hit? You know, because as long as people I always say that as long as the people who are attending don't understand what's going on, it's all good. As long as they have a wonderful time, it's perfect. But to throw that on top of this, that's what I say. I understand it. It's like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. We've had so many funny bombs go off behind the scenes. And, you know, we put on a smiley face. We figure out how to smooth it over. We don't know what we're doing.
Exactly.
We just move through it.
Exactly.
And then in retrospect, of course, we know it's all guided by spirit. We know that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the beauty about when you start to awake. It's like, you know what? Like, wow, I see things so much clearer now. And I understand why I went through this or I went through that or I went through this. And, you know, I'm still saying to myself, I'm 48 years old. What do I want to be when I grow up? Because every day it's like something new. And with the energies that are shifting, and right now we're in like crazy retrogrades all this month, and we're reinventing who we are. And to know that your conference is coming out right after all these retrogrades are coming out, I'm thinking, perfect time.
Don't tell me that, because I'm really, really just trying to, you know, I do a prayer. Before anything goes retrograde, we do a prayer. And I call in all the heavy hitters. I call in Archangel Michael and Raphael and Gabrielle and all the healing, you know, beings. I call in my mom's energy. My mom is now in spirit. And I say, please, I set the intention for us to move through it with grace, with ease, very smoothly, for us to just move. We know things are going on astrologically and in the energy in the planet, and we just move through it with grace and ease. So we set that intention. Because I know people panic around retrogrades. And you just set the intention. Well, and whatever my intention
absolutely.
And even if, you know, excuse me, things do explode a little bit or things happen, it's how we move through it.
Yes.
You know, Wayne Dyer used to say, it's not what happens to us, it's what we do with it. How do we move through these things? You know, with anything
yes.
that we do in life. And again, you know, getting back to, you've done large events. It's mm-hmm. it's what is our intention behind the event? What is the
yes.
intention behind the program?
Yes.
Before we ever set off doing one of our programs, our team sits together. I sit with Janice and Diane and some of our other core staff members here in the Mishka Productions office, and we sit and set an intention, and we have an intention statement. And we every time we have meetings twice a week, Mondays and Fridays, we sit together. And we focus on, are we setting our intention? Are we following our intention for this particular program? And it's a different intention for every single conference that we do. And it really, really sets the tone for everything. If we're clear mm-hmm. with what we're doing with this program, because we never take for granted, ever, that people mm-hmm. are having the courage to step out their front door, maybe get on an airplane, maybe driving over to our summits and our conferences. We never take for granted that these people are taking the time out of their lives to come and be with mm-hmm. us and trust us to deliver.
Yes.
So I like to
yes.
under-promise and over-deliver at my summits, at my conferences, always. I want to make yes. sure that every person walks out of there feeling orgasmically and powerfully and profoundly change, that they have aha moments, that they meet somebody that maybe they become best friends with. We've had lovers meet. We've had people meet and then go off and get married. We've had best friends meet and they're best friends, you know, and soul sisters and brothers to this day. So that
yes.
that's so important to when you're stepping out and doing a program. Do the people that are creating it have your best interest in mind? And I hope to say that we do. I feel that we do.
Oh, you absolutely do. And Stacey, my friends, we'll be right back with Liz Dawn right after this commercial break. Be right back.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Soon enough, it was up to me to be his housekeeper and financial manager, too. When he moved in, I became his cook and even his nurse. But no matter what roles I play, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the roles you play. So to help, we created aarp.org/caregiving, where you can connect with experts and other caregivers. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
And celebrate your lives. And that went on a little longer. I love this. I'm feeling so beautiful at this end. Liz, I feel like I'm like, okay, I have to ground during the commercial break because I'm thinking to myself, I've only been talking to you for 30 minutes. I can't even imagine what people are going to be feeling like spending 3 or 4 days with you. What a beautiful energy.
Yes.
I'm like, so
birthday. We have a really, and you know, I've gotten the question, you know, because we, you know, as I shared with you, we've been doing the Celebrate Your Life events for 22 years now, and we jumped off a cliff and decided to do the Women's Summit, and it really was designed because my mom, Aria Wolf, and I started the company in 95, and as I shared before, she has since now transitioned into spirit. She, mm-hmm. before running Mishka Productions with me, she was a psychotherapist. And one of the things that my mom did was she had women's groups. And she was kind of, she was a powerful teacher for teaching women how to emancipate themselves from dysfunctional relationships and marriages. So it was sort of a hot button of hers to always teach women to empower themselves, and she was a very powerful woman herself. She was a single mom of two girls. You know, she had herself had been in abusive relationships. So as a psychotherapist, this was like sort of her mission. Well, and also as being a spiritual mentor for people, she was my spiritual mentor, one of my spiritual mentors.
Yes.
Very, very beautiful woman. And so one of our dreams was to always create a women's summit. And then we just never got around to it. We got so wrapped up in Celebrate Your Life. And then she got ill and then passed away. So a couple of years ago, I thought, you know what? We need to shake it up a little and do a women's summit. And of course, who in the world would ever think that it would be on the heels of what's going on in the United States, at least, with the women's marches and all of these other movements that are happening in the world? So it's very synchronistic that women are, I guess, a hot topic in the world right now. We seem to be on everybody's lips of you know, what's going on with women. So it really is very synchronistic that this summit happened around the same time. And I want to make sure that no matter what anyone's political affiliation is, I don't care what people believe in, it's important at the International Women's Summit that everyone is included in the conversation, that everyone has a voice there, that everyone's beliefs or whatever it is, that we all come together collectively in peace, in joy. I mean, that's what women do. That's what we do. This is what we're excellent at. The conscious woman is excellent at having an intelligent, conscious, loving, compassionate conversation that might get a little bit controversial, but we're okay with that because we know how to navigate through that. And that's what the summit is going to embody as well. That everyone feels embraced and loved and supported and safe and nurtured.
Yes, and that's beautiful. That with your intent with this event, and my ear just went. I have a lot of loved ones in spirit here with me right now, and I'm trying to control the conversation here. And I just I feel there's so much. Your mother's here. We can talk about this after the show if you'd like. But I just want you to know that there is so much love and support behind you. And your mother's telling me, and I'm just going to say this, that it's not just your loved ones on the other side. There's so many people who have attended your conferences over the years that are now in spirit that are actually working with your mother to help this, because this was the dream, the two of you. So she's saying you're still doing it together. She's just working overtime in the spirit world to help you make this happen. And it was aligned perfectly because of what's happening. So, you know, like listening to your intuition, my dear, is really... You know, Mama Dearest is really looking after you. I can just like, woo, I feel like I want to like blow up with excitement of how excited she is about this.
Thank you.
So,
thank you. I miss her physical presence. Tell her I miss her physical presence.
Oh, I don't need to tell her. She's here with us right now, my dear. And like I said, we can, after the show, if you'd like to connect. I feel that she's talking about the last Christmas is what she's saying. So there must have been something you talked around your last Christmas, or something has to do with what you're dealing with right now. Okay, so you just got your validation. So, and she doesn't want to awe you too much on the show, but she just wants you to know that the spirit world is working with you to help bring the message at a global level of women speaking up and not being afraid of speaking their truth. To be able to go in there and feel the love and know that it doesn't matter your color, your race, your, you know, whatever, it's coming together in oneness and unity. And she's saying you've done a fabulous job, and she wants you to toot your horn. She's like, toot, toot, toot your horn.
I don't know. I've been a little stressed about it, but who knows, you know. It's
just
so funny. It's like
that.
I do this work, and then I'll hit a wall, and I go, oh, okay, wait a second. We've got, what, 3-4 weeks left, and I have to do this, and I have to do this, and I have to do that.
I know, Liz. I'm thinking, like, you're down to the wire here. And, again, anyone who doesn't understand events, it takes you, you know, to take a whole year to put together an event of this magnitude for over this many days. Unless you've been in the event industry and then done this, you truly do not understand the energy and the work and countless hours that you put into this. And the, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, so how many hours have you worked? Oh, I've been working for the last 3 days straight. And I used to laugh when people, when I used to teach at colleges and teach the program, I'm like, are you sure this is what you want to do? Make sure you go volunteer first, because this, you know, it's not as glamorous as everybody makes it out to be. Yes, it's a beautiful experience to see the event, but organizing it is a completely different ball game. And again, I have to say, you've done a fabulous job. I just have to say that. Like, I was blown. I've got the background, and to look at this, I'm like, wow, what a beautiful event that she's bringing together. And just to have that aha moment. And like you said, the woman movement right now, people are going to come out of there brand new. I can feel it. They're going to come out brand new, revived, realigned, because we've just gone through the re's. We're going through the re-team right now, reinventing who we are. And people are going to be fresh when they show up there. And you're going to be able to plug right into that with these beautiful women and create this wave. And I hear the masculine energy will be there too, to be able to flow through it, which is a beautiful balance.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I hope so. I hope it's going to be. That is our intention.
I know so.
Yes, I know. And it's so funny. I don't take for granted I'm doing another event. It's, wow, how is this going to be magical? What are we going to put in here? How are we going to do this? And what kind of visuals are we going to do? And the music, oh my gosh, the music's so important. And where are we going to, you know? So every single one we do has just a sacred vibe about it. We make sure that it's got this, like, you know, higher vibration for everyone to just the minute they step in. And what we do before our events, we have these private Facebook groups for all the attendees. So we've got about, 1,000 women in this private Facebook group right now that are connecting with each other and talking and can't wait to meet. And they're saying, I'm coming from here and I'm coming from North Carolina and this other woman's coming from Rwanda and this other woman's coming. So people are coming from all over the world, and they get to connect before they even step in the door. So the party begins, the energy begins, like, way, way months ahead of time.
Absolutely.
Which is very cool.
That's what I'm saying. I'm feeling that ball roll, and I can feel the energy roll, and I'm like, this is going to be an awesome event.
Yeah.
And anyone who is listening to Vibe Nation Radio, please, I mean, I'm sure you're feeling it, those that tune into Vibe Nation Radio often. We know how Spirit loves to work with the energy on this radio show, and I'm sure you're all feeling it at home. So if you're feeling the happy, happy, joy, joy, go on, take a look at this. Again, there's still 3 weeks before the event. And I believe you sold out of one of the I was looking at the pricing, and you actually sold out of your
diamond level. We've sold out of the diamond level seating. However, we have a few of the middle seating, and then we've got some of the general seating. So ticket sales are tight, but we do still have some seats available. And again, they can just go to celebrateyourlife.org is the website. And take a look at all the material. I mean, again, it's so funny. We in our Facebook group, we have all these women that are saying, I'm coming alone, I'm coming alone. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, they have no idea what's going to happen. The minute they step through the door, it's just like family. It's like a big love fest. It's a huge soul fest. And you're not alone for more than 5 or 10 minutes. That's it. Because you meet people right away. Our staff is there. We have a very large team that we have for all of our events, close to over 100 staff members. So everybody's embraced. Everybody feels like you're welcome at the party. You're not alone for more than 2 seconds.
Beautiful. And it's important to know, ladies, that, again, take that leap of faith. If your soul is calling you to attend, don't allow your fear monster to jump in because you're going alone. Because believe me, if your soul's calling you, you got soul family members waiting to meet you. It's just taking that leap of faith and believing in yourself and knowing that, you know, you're going to a place where you share. You're all like-minded like people. We're all like-minded people. We're light workers. We're here to shine the light, to share the love. And, you know, so take that leap of faith, my friends. Believe me, I did it a long time ago. Again, people thought Carrie was a little cuckoo when she did it. But I had to listen to my soul. And my soul was guiding me to get more involved in the spiritual community. So it doesn't matter what you do for a living. If you know, you don't need to do what I'm doing or what Liz is doing. You could be a corporate, you know, you could be a CEO for a corporation that has nothing to do with the spiritual world, but you're a spiritual person yourself. Take that leap of faith and know there's other women that are doing exactly the same you are, but just in a different industry. And that's the one thing I love about these, when you get together with a large group events, the walk of life. What do you do? What do you do? What do you do? What do you do? And you bring every industry together as one, because we're all connected.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you really feel it when you're sitting in one of these programs. You know, when people come to the events, you really, really feel the joy. You feel like, oh my gosh, anything is possible, because anything is possible.
Absolutely.
Because everything is possible. Right.
And you're a prime example for that. Anything is possible. You started it off 22 years ago, and look where you are today. You know,
I had no business background. So, cute little story. Do we have a few minutes for a story?
Yep. We have 2 minutes before we go to commercial break again. Beautiful.
Okay. Or I could save it for after the commercial break. How's that? Because it's a little bit of a longer story. But suffice to say, if you're dreaming about stepping outside of your box, if you're dreaming about doing something different in your life and your soul is calling to you, I'm going to share a story after the break about how you can go about doing that. We're going to, Carrie and I are going to chat a little bit about taking a leap of faith, what that looks like in your life, and how I did it. I mean, and I really feel that if I could do it, anybody can do it. Because I was
beautiful,
not a disciplined person. I had skills as an actress and as a waitress, and that is the truth. Mm-hmm. I had no business training. I'd been to college, but my degree was in theater. It was not in business. So after we come back from the break, I'll share that, and you'll all get a really good laugh out of it and hopefully be inspired.
Oh, I'm sure we will. Beautiful, right? We'll be right back, my friends. We'll all also have the weekly spiritual reading from Spirit, and we'll have the story from Liz as soon as we return from this commercial break. Stay tuned, my friends. We'll be right back.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on The Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
Hello, I'm John Lithgow. Manatees are unique, among the most amazing animals on Earth, but they're endangered. We pose the greatest threat to their survival. Many manatees are killed or injured by boats or other recreational activities. I'm a writer of children's books, including one about manatees, and I believe education is the key. You can be part of the solution. Please contact Save the Manatee Club right now. Call 1-800-432-JOIN. Thank you.
Welcome back to Vibe Nation Radio, where today my special guest is Liz Dawn from CEO. She's the CEO of Mishka Productions and Celebrate Your Life Events. You can tell I'm tongue twisted over here because I'm about to do the weekly message, and Spirit is really already gathering in my living room, so I would not be surprised if your mother is in on this message that I'm about to give to everyone listening in. So remember, my friends, we're in a week where we're still in a lot of retrogrades, and this is about realigning and reinventing and reviewing and just go in and really find out who you are at a soul level, because we are shifting here. We're going through a mass awakening on this planet, and Spirit is saying that the flame has gone out for a lot of people in many areas, and a lot of it is causing some pain and sorrow, like not like angry, but just more of boo hoo hoo. And Spirit is saying, we need to stop this, that, you know, when you live in the moment, they're saying, allow that masculine energy with you to become strong. And we're all, you know, we all have masculine and feminine energy, but the masculine is more of taking action. When you put the feminine and the masculine together, they're saying it's love and compassion equals common sense and logic. And they're saying it's really important right now that you might go into that high 5D vibrations with that that love and joy, but they want to make sure that you've got common sense and logic to what you're doing, and it's for self. They're saying that give that message to the universe this week. We have a full moon coming up, my friends, so use this to the power, because there's great justice taking place on this planet right now as we rebirth. They're saying that the love may have run dry in your vibrations, but they're saying get back on that horse of love. Start to love life again. Come to celebrate your life, International Women's Summit, and know that this is about a threshold of stepping into something brand new, where you will be solely recognized for the person you truly are, but you have to believe in yourself first, my friends. They're saying put closure to what's happened in the past, knowing your past has gotten to where you are. Celebrate it, knowing that Spirit knows we don't want to dilly-dally anymore in this world. There's too many he said, she said, want, 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 want. They're saying stop that in your head, put the monkeys to rest, and go within this week and really find your self-worth. And I can hear your mother saying, and if you feel that you're really worthy and you're really worthy of becoming that woman you know you are worthy of, take that leap of faith and go to the International Women's Summit from May 4th to 7th and go into that beautiful energy of the intent that, you know, Liz and her group and all these people, the team that she's put together, the speakers, they're all got this beautiful, beautiful intent love bug that's going on right now. The ripple effect's already started. So take the leap of faith, my friends, and go on to the website and really understand that this is a time where you can truly find yourself, celebrate who you are, and speak your truth with a group of women from all over the world where you're going to leave a different person. So, Liz, is there anything you'd like to add to that little message of Spirit?
Absolutely.
Just ask me to share.
Just the website address, which is www.celebrateyourlife.org. Don't forget that .org, so it's celebrateyourlife.org if you'd like more information. Come and join us. It's going to be just fabulous. You'll love every moment. I promise you that.
Awesome. So let's share that little story with us, my dear, that we were talking about
okay.
before the commercial break.
There I was. How many minutes do I have? One or two?
You got 6, 7. Go for it, my dear.
Okay, you ready? Here we go.
Okay.
I had graduated from college. I wanted to be an actress. I went off out into the world, and I started doing some regional theater and, you know, was running around the country, did summer stock in Colorado, did some things in Philadelphia, then came back to Arizona, did some things here, and then I decided to move to Los Angeles, and moved to Los Angeles, was taking acting classes, was working. I was actually working at Jenny Craig, of all places. I'm working at Jenny Craig for $5.50 an hour, something crazy like that. And I was there for, I don't know, close to 10 years in Los Angeles, not quite. And it was as if my life came to a screeching halt. I was in a highly dysfunctional relationship, and I developed a very challenging eating kind of panic disorder. I don't like to label things, but that for a better way to explain it, that's what happened. And so I'm in Los Angeles trying to see therapists, trying to keep my job. And at the time, I'd been hired as an activities director for Park La Brea, which is I think it's like a 1,500-acre property in the middle of the Fairfax District of Los Angeles. And so I was like Julie on the Love Boat. So I got to do all these like little parties for all of the residents, and there were just tons of residents, and it's like a big townhouse condo complex. And so in the process of like just barely being able to eat, you know, trying to keep my head above water, my mother says to me, my beautiful mom says to me, Elizabeth, I think you need to come home and spend some time with me for a while. Put your stuff in storage, leave your job, and come back here. And wouldn't you know it, just at that time, the man that I was involved with at the time said, you know, I need to go off and finish a screenplay for a while in Seattle. So I said, okay, I'm coming back to Arizona. So I'm thinking I'm just going to be here for maybe, I don't know, 2 months, 3 months at the most. And while I'm here, I'm healing, I'm in therapy, and I'm working on my stuff and doing what I need to get on my feet again. My mother says to me, I want you to go and work at my friend's bookstore. She needs some help in the bookstore. And it was a spiritual bookstore here in Phoenix, and this is back in the early 90s. This is 95, 94. And so I went to work in this bookstore, And again, I don't have formal education in business at all. All of my education, really, is in theater. That's what I did for all those years. So I go to work at this bookstore, again, for like $4.50 an hour, and I'm helping, you know, the owner. And the owner turns to me one day and says, I want you to do an event for me. I know you have some event background, and I want you to do an event with this author. I think his book is going to be huge. It's a fabulous book. He's been selling it out of the back of his car. And I looked at her. I was like, what? So I looked at the book. I went home and I read it overnight, and I'm not a very fast reader, but I read it overnight because it's such a great book. Came back the next day and I said, yes, I'll do the event. I'll help you, you know, put this event together. Well, the book was a Celestine prophecy, and the author was James Redfield, of course. And the book, shortly after we said yes to doing this event, hit the New York Times bestseller list. And if you don't know the history of Celestine Prophecy, it was on, it broke industry records, publishing industry records.
Oh, yeah.
It was on the New York Times bestseller list, as I think almost as long as Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh. So we did the event, and this was back in like 94 at the time, and they were standing room only. I thought, wow, this is kind of cool. There were like 1,600 people in the room. And then after the event, I kind of started to go off on my own again, and I was going to go back to L.A. And I got a call from James and Sally Redfield, Sally's his wife, and they said to me, Liz, Sally's stuff is getting published by Time Warner. Time Warner was very hot in this industry for many years. And it was being published by Time Warner, and we're wondering if you would do an event. And I turned to Sally, and I said, I don't know how to do the event. I don't know what I'm doing. She goes, yes, yes, you can do this. Well, in the meantime, I don't have any money in my pocket. I'm living in my mom's house, literally sleeping on her pull-out sofa. And I said to my mom, I said, Sally wants me to do this event, but I've been thinking about moving back to L.A. And she said, you know what? I'll help support it. So she gave me a few hundred dollars to set up a phone line in her dining room of her little townhouse on this old white put-together, stamped-together table. And we did the event. Oh, no. I go to place an ad for the event. And the newspaper guy says to me, well, what's the name of your company? And I said, company? I said, let me get back to you on that. So I went to my mom. I said, they need to know a name of a company. And so I looked around, and everybody kept saying, oh, name it after your last name, like New Dawn Productions or Dawn this, right? In the meantime, my acting career had been like nothing. It fizzled down to nothing. And here I was, like, doing regional theater. I was signed with Liam Morris, and I had this big ego about my acting career, which was nothing right now. And I didn't want to do it, naming the company after myself just felt way too pretentious because my ego had gotten, like, to nothing at this point. So we had just put our family dog, we had to assist her in her transition. We had to put her to sleep. And her name, guess what her name was, Carrie?
Mishka. You don't need to be a psychic.
Exactly.
Beautiful.
So I went back to the newspaper. I said, the name of our company is Mishka Productions. And so he placed the ad, and he designed the ad, and he put this little heart and these stars on it, which I use to this day. not the heart, the little like crescent moon, that's what it is, with stars in it.
Yeah.
And we named the company Mishka Productions. So we did the event with Sally Redfield with the Celestine Meditations, and there was standing room only again. I thought, oh, this is really kind of fun. I sort of like doing this. Well, the next thing you know, I'm getting, like, phone calls from people saying, oh, this one's going out there and doing lectures, and this one's doing this, and this one's doing that. And we just started just very organically started just calling people and doing events. And that's really how the company started. I didn't have any experience. I didn't really know what I was doing in terms of, I didn't even take credit cards. I didn't even know how to do that. So for those people listening, it really, your dream is out there. It's just a matter of just stepping into it. You know, don't put yourself in financial crisis to do it, but certainly do something gently that will move you forward in the world towards your dream, towards your soul's calling. Because I never in a million years thought there was anything that I would love to do more than acting. And I have to tell you, I dearly, dearly love what I do. And you'll know that the minute you walk into the door at any event that we do, you tell that it's just filled with love and passion, because I love a big party. What can I say? I just love when people come together and join and love and compassion. So that's the story.
That's beautiful. And it's funny what you mentioned about the self-seeing prophecy, because when I started out, I've been doing this for a long time, but when I started off my business 10 years ago doing this, a lot of my clients, that was the book I'd send them to because they didn't understand energy. And I said, this is a really good book that explains it. And and usually by about chapter 8, people will be calling me and saying, oh, he's up on the mountain, I can feel it. I'm like, good, you're feeling the energy. So it's beautiful, because this is what people are going to feel when they come to your event. They're going to walk in and they're going to feel it, just like the book. Yeah. When you read the book, you can feel yourself awakening through the story of the self-seeing prophecy. And again, it's so, what a beautiful sign that you brought that up today, because, I know how many people have, that book has changed people's lives. And the fact that this is what got you in this, I like how beautiful, that's such a beautiful sign for you.
Oh, it was definitely a magical book.
Well, thank you so much for being on today, Liz. I really enjoyed this conversation. And again, everyone, the International Women's Summit, go to celebrateyourlife.org and go out and just celebrate your life, friends. Go out there and take a leap of faith, knowing that, you're going to be aligned with beautiful souls. Thanks again, Liz. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on the show. I so much appreciate it.
You have a wonderful day, my friends, and a wonderful day, Liz. And we'll see you all next week on Vibe Nation Radio.
Thank you.